Hello, good evening. Hello?
Yes, can I help you? Yeah, can I help you?
Hi, sir. How are you doing today?
Good.
We are interviewing voters in Virginia, sir, about important issues facing your community. I assure you that we're not sending you anything. Is there any way you can please just spare with me 1 minute of your time, sir, please?
Sure.
Okay, thank you. Just to make sure that we have representative samples, sir, can you please tell me your age between 18 to 29, 30 to 49, 50 to 64, or 65 and older?
65 and older.
Okay. Thank you. The media in the United States generally classifies people as white, Hispanic, Latino, Black, Asian, or other. What do you consider yourself, sir?
Hispanic.
Okay. Thank you. Are you currently registered to vote in Virginia?
Yes.
Thank you. There was an election in Virginia on November 7, 2023. Did you vote in that election, yes or no?
Yes.
Thank you. It's still a long time away, but the next major election in the country will be the presidential election taking place in November of 2024. How likely will you say you are to vote in that general election, sir? Very likely, somewhat likely, maybe, or not likely at all?
Very likely.
In your opinion, what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States, sir? Can you please tell me in your own words? Would that be healthcare, low wage, jobs and economy, crime, China?
No, it's the southern border.
All right. Thank you. You know, when do you decide that you were definitely going to vote in this year election, sir? On election day, a few days before the election, a few days before the election, or months before the election?
Oh, I'm ready. If you ask me when I decided to vote, I'm ready to vote, and I've decided already I'm going to vote.
Okay. In use a few words, if you had to narrow down to use one thing that was the most important reason that you decided to vote in this election in Virginia, can you please tell me on your own word, please?
The southern border.
The southern. Thank you. In Virginia, there was mostly elections on the ballot for the Virginia General Assembly involving candidates for the Virginia State House and the Virginia State Senator. In the election, which of the following best describe how you vote or how likely we have voted and you participated in the election, sir? Only for Democrat, only for Republicans, or a mix of Democrats and Republicans?
Only for Republicans.
Thank you. I'm going to read you some different ways that people might hear about the candidates and issues campaigns that reach out for the voters during the election years. Please tell me whether you experienced these things in this election circle, okay? The first one is English language TV and ads, Spanish language TV ads, phone calls or texts from volunteers, someone coming to your door, direct mail, or family members or friends talking about the election, sir.
Well, it'd be in English, and it's just from the media and friends.
From the media and friends, okay. Thank you. Now, do you remember any specific thing that you experienced, saw, or heard prior to the November 7 election in Virginia that specifically impact how or if you voted in this election, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. Did you at any point during the campaign change your mind on how you will vote for which candidates you will support for the Virginia Assembly, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Thank you. And can you please tell me on your own words, please, why?
Well, because there is a big difference between the policies of the Democrats and the Republicans, and I wholeheartedly support the Republican platform.
Okay. Thank you, Mr. Democrats. And thank you for your time. Okay, we're almost done here. Do you at any point during the campaign change your mind on whether or not you will actually vote in the election, sir? Yes or no?
No.
Can you please tell me why, please?
Well, because that's my civic duty as an American citizen to vote. I really can't complain if I don't vote.
Okay, thank you. Complain. I can't vote. Thank you. Now, which of the following issues play or will have played the most important factor in determining how we vote or have voted in November 7 election in Virginia for candidates for the Virginia example, abortion crime, public safety, economy issues, giving Virginia Republicans control of the Virginia, or giving Virginia Democrats control for the Virginia Assembly, sir?
Giving the Democrats control. I don't want them to have control. I want the Republicans to have control.
Okay. And the last four questions, sir. I'm going to read you four statements, series of messages that were used by both Virginia Republicans and Virginia Democrats in the run-up to the elections this past month in Virginia. After I read each of the following one, please let me know if you found that particular message not too convincing or unconvincing. Okay, the first one is 2 years ago, Republican Governor Glenn Youngkin started a movement, and it wasn't about politics. It was about getting things done, and they delivered by empowering parents and providing tutoring to combat learning loss by making history, investment in law enforcement and mental health services, signing $5 billion in tax relief and adding 2030 new jobs. And there's so much more that can be done, but it can only happen with your vote that elect Republican Assembly to back Governor Youngkin up so he can deliver. Do you find this argument convincing or not too convincing at all, sir?
Not convincing.
Would that be somewhat convincing or very convincing?
I'd say very convincing.
Okay, and the last three, sir, is happening all around us: Tennessee, West Virginia, South Carolina, Florida, Texas, and Kentucky. Passed sweeping new abortion bans. MAGA Republicans in Richmond want the Virginia to be next. So some Virginia Republicans support a total abortion ban with no exceptions for rape, incest, or the health of the mother. Women who try to get an abortion and doctors who perform abortions will end up in jail. You don't have to look far to know where a MAGA Republican wants to take Virginia. Just look at what's happening around us. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing, sir?
Not convincing.
Not convincing. Okay. And the last three, sir, today, radical Virginia Democrat Republicans are Virginia homicides are now 20-year are high, and some Virginia county refuse to do their jobs, dropping charges, letting violent criminals walk free, and refusing to crack down on fentanyl dealers. Virginia Republicans will get criminals off our street and work to ensure law enforcement is fully funded. Do you find this argument convincing or unconvincing, sir?
Okay, who is going to say, who is going to provide the funding, the Republicans or the Democrats?
Democrats.
Well, the Democrats aren't going to provide. That's not convincing.
Yeah. Okay. And the last two, Virginia Democrats are lying about their position on abortion. Here's the truth. There is no Virginia ban on abortion. Virginia Republicans support reasonable 15-week limit with exceptions for rape, incest, and life of the mother. It's common sense position that most Virginia supports to Virginia. Democrats, however, support no limits on abortion, including all the way up to 40 weeks, limits on abortion, or no limits at all on abortion. Would that be very convincing, somewhat convincing, or not convincing at all, sir?
I am against abortion, so it would be, I'm not sure how you answer that one, but I'm taking the position I don't believe in abortion.
So would that be not very convincing or not convincing
right.
at all?
Yeah, not convincing
okay.
at all.
MAGA Republicans are coming for your rights and your freedoms, and they are only interested in one thing, power. If GAMA Republicans with total control of Virginia, they pass an extreme agenda banning abortion across the Commonwealth, pulling back gun safety laws, taking away voting rights, and pushing more tax loopholes for the super rich paid by the working people. Do you find this statement very convincing? Not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Okay, thank you, sir. It's common sense,
okay.
Domestic. Yeah, okay, here's the last one. Domestic abusers should not be guns, but Virginia Republicans candidates for assembly, MAGA extremists who vote against stopping domestic abusers from getting a gun, even those on who a judge say are dangerous, making law enforcement job harder, Virginia Democrats candidates for the support law enforcement and smart gun safety laws, like background checks, that will help you to keep you safe. Do you find this argument very convincing or not convincing at all?
Not convincing at all.
Thank you, sir. And what is the most important problem or issue currently facing the United States that will likely determine how will you vote in 2024 in elections, sir? Can you please tell me? Would that be job?
No, they have to fix the southern border, first and foremost.
Okay. Thank you so much for your time, sir. Now, if you had to choose which of the following three issues would you say would have the single greatest impact on your vote? Economy issues, abortion and reproduction freedoms, or protecting democracy in the United States?
I would say the economy.
Okay. What is the issue of abortion and reproduction rights plays an important role for you personally in determining how you vote in November 24th, sir? Would that be yes or no?
Depends on how you're going to use that. I mean, it's no, I'm worried about the economy and the southern border.
Thank you. Now, I know it's still a long way off, but if November 2024 elections for president were being held today and candidates were Joe Biden as the Democratic Party, Donald Trump or Republican Party, which one will you decide, sir? Third party candidate, Donald Trump or Joe Biden?
I'll be voting for Donald Trump.
Thank you. Can you please tell me in your own words why, please?
Because he stands for America. He's the only one who's competent and stands for protecting America.
Okay. Thank you. Now, we are finished with the interview already, sir. In what country were you born? United States, Puerto Rico, Mexico, Cuba, Spain, or Central America?
United States. United States.
Okay. In what country were your parents or grandparents born, sir?
Same. United States.
Thank you. Which political party do you primarily identify and agree with the most? Democrat Party, Republican, or other?
Republican.
All right. Thank you. Do you consider yourself very liberal, moderate, or conservative?
Conservative.
What is your annual household income before taxes? Or less than 25, between 25 to 50, between 50 to 75, or more than 100 a year? Or you refuse to answer?
I refuse to answer.
What is your, okay. Thank you, sir. This concludes our survey. Thank you very much. And thank you so much for your time, okay? I really appreciate it.
All right. Okay, you're welcome. Good luck.
You're welcome. All right. Thank you.
Bye.